Good morning, everybody. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat. It is the 29th of August, 2022, and today's teaching is titled Time Management. I want to look at a very different perspective on time management this morning, and I want to start off by looking at one of the results of not managing one's time, and that is burnout. And I've looked up a definition which says that it is a form of exhaustion caused by constantly feeling swamped. It is a result of excessive and prolonged emotional, physical, and mental stress, and it happens when you're overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to keep up with life's incessant demands. I know this sounds familiar to many. I know that if you're not going through it yourself, I know that you know there are people in your life and around you that are going through it. And I believe that it is always and is categorically an attack from the enemy. Burnout takes on many forms and it affects all areas of our lives. And why I know it's an attack from the enemy is because I know that the more busy he can keep us and the less time we're able to spend with God, the more chaos he can bring into our lives, the happier he is. And that's obviously confirmed in John 10, verse 10, which says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so I want to say to you today that this is not God's plan for us. It is not God's best for us. And in fact, if you carry on with that verse, it says, but God came for it to give us an abundant life. Jesus came to give us an abundant life. And in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, also a very well-known verse, it says that, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And then that also confirms that that is not God's best for us. Also, if you look at Proverbs 10, verse 22, it says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. And so I want to say to you today that from those verses, we can see that this is definitely not God's intent for us. And so I want to say to you today that I've suffered from burnout. And I remember at the time, in the midst of my chaos, I felt like I was constantly trying to balance three things in my life. It was work, which was my business. It was family, so relationships with my friends, family, as well as God. And then lastly, trying to get into the gym at times as well. And I found that when I got all of them to a point where I was spending enough time in each one, so for instance, I left work early enough to be able to go to gym and then spend time with my family, all it meant was that by the time I got back to the office the following day, I had so many fires to kill that it just wasn't even worth it. And I'd end up spending huge amounts of overtime, which then would bite into my gym time as well as my family time. And then it was just a vicious circle. And I remember at the time feeling like I just could not find that balance. And I'm going to make myself vulnerable here and say that in that midst of all that chaos, there was just no time to spend with God. And again, I think we've all come a long way to understand that we don't have to set aside big, huge chunks of silent time, and that we are able to speak to God throughout the day because he's omnipresent. But that was what I was learned or taught at that point in time. And so I just felt like I was running on a hamster's wheel. And so I want to say to you today that I think the first step in getting to a place where burnout doesn't have an effect on our lives is to know that we have got a purpose and a plan. God gives a purpose and a plan and a destiny for each and every one of us. And so once we know that purpose and plan, I believe that we are then able to tap into God's grace in order to fulfill that destiny and plan. And when I say this, I'm also saying that there are many of us that our plans and destinies and purposes are to be where we are right now, to reach the people that we're meant to reach in our jobs and in our careers at this point in time. But I want to say to you that I also didn't understand what grace was. I always thought that grace was just something that you said before you said a meal, had a meal, or else that it was some sort of leeway. You know, when you say to somebody, oh, just give me grace until tomorrow, I thought it was almost like a mercy. But I've subsequently learned that grace is actually so much more than that. And I want to refer to a verse here, and that is in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, where Jesus said, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And when you research that, you'll actually realize that grace is so much more than just mercy. It is in actual fact God's unlimited power, which is available to us to be able to perform our function and to fulfill our destiny. And so I want to say to you today that I get so angry with myself sometimes because There's times when I've by no means mastered this, but I realize that I can carry on in my own power, which is limited. It's just human power. And yet there is such a lot of power available to me through the grace of God. I can tap into his limitless power. And that is what the grace is that they speak of, yeah. And I get so cross, like I said, when I try and do things in my own power. But I want to say to you today that I think the first port of call in trying to curb burnout is to determine what our purpose and destiny is. And so how we do that, the first step, yeah, would be is that we need to get our priorities straight. So can I just say that God is a God of order, and he has certain principles that we're able to apply in our lives. And when we apply those, then it does lead to absolute order, and it leads to the flow of grace being able to function in our lives. And so the first, our priority should be as follows, according to the word. It should be our relationship with God first, then our relationship with our spouse, then our children, then comes the following of God's call on our lives, and then lastly, it is taking care of ourselves. And so I want to speak about the fact that these priorities in our lives should, and I want to just confirm that with Matthew 6, verse 33, which says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." And it's a well-known verse. But if you had to look at it from this perspective as well, it says relationship with God is our first priority. And then it says, all these things shall be added unto you. Another verse which also confirms this list of priorities here that I've listed, or the order thereof, is Mark 12, verse 30, where Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And that is the new commandment that was given to us, followed obviously by love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so we see that those first three priorities, as I listed them, are mentioned in that verse. And so I want to show you how backwards we sometimes get it. I've used to do this. I used to dive headfirst into my career and into trying to get this balancing act. And then I would try and find God amidst all of that chaos. But in actual fact, I now see that if we put God first, then that chaos automatically dissipates. And I want to say to you that it comes through surrender. And I know right now there's so many people that say, "Oh, Teresa, you know, it's like a swear word." We don't want to surrender. And I want to say to you today that the more skilled and talented you are, the harder it is to surrender, because you know what you're able to do. But let me tell you that surrender is not a weakness. A lot of people see it as weakness. But if we refer back to this verse in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, which says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." I want to say to you that we have, through surrender, we have the potential to tap into God's limitless power. And so it really is just a choice from our side. And so it's going to mean the difference between chaos and order. And I want to say to you that a God-given vision, or even our purpose in life, is not given to burn us out. It is not given to destroy our relationships or cause us stress or illness. Our calling and our visions are to be birthed out of a relationship with Father. And they are also sustained out of that very same relationship. So I want to equate it to having a kid and wanting them to do something. You would never, ever expect your child to do something and then not give them the resources, the ability, the teaching, the experience to be able to do it. And so how do we practically surrender? I want to say to you that it's as simple as what it was when you first fell in love with your partner. It would be just making God your first priority. Remember when you were dating your first love, you couldn't wait to tell them what happened to you in the day. You also, when you had to make a decision, you would consult them first and find out what they think. And so making God your priority is surrender in itself. And I believe that once we do that, we automatically flow in that grace that I spoke of. And then we automatically flow downstream, instead of this terrible, self-destructive upstream swimming that just drives us to absolute burnout. And so I want to say to you, there's a quote by Terry Savelle Foy. And it says, "If you are focused on too many priorities, you will become one fragmented mess, incapable of completing your purpose and carrying out your vision." And I know that you all agree with me. We all want to fulfill God's destiny and plan for us. And so I've told you the secret this morning, and that is to surrender to God. And so today I just want to finish off in prayer, and I want to quote a verse as a prayer for you today. And it is as follows, and it's Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 8. And I say, Father, I pray that you would teach whoever's listening to my voice today to trust in you with all their heart, that they would not lean on their own understanding. I pray that in all their ways they will acknowledge you and that you will direct their paths. I pray that they will not be wise in their own eyes, but that they would fear you and turn away from evil, because your word says that it will be healing to their flesh and refreshment to their bones. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.